the expert that's brave enough to say the word deciduous. Talking Trees with John Eisenhower. Rosie on the house.
Wrapping up our Talking Trees broadcast, we do it the second Saturday of every month here in our Outdoor Living Hour. Where are you going to take us for this final segment?
Well, I'd like to have a little bit of just a discussion on weeding. You know, after these rains, we've had a lot of just amazing growth. And, you know, you can see the hillsides, you know, all over Phoenix, just they're nice and green this time of year, which doesn't send a great signal to the fire departments around the state, because when we have heavy rains in the winter and fall, it usually means for a heavy crop of weeds all across the valley, which we know will end up drying out. And if there's three or four times as tall as they were, that means for a fire hazard. So be really careful with your buildup of weeds in your around your properties. A word about that. My yard was crazy. I was out of town a few weeks, you know, early this year. Had some business that took me out of town, and come back, and my goodness, you know, the weeds are knee high, sometimes waist high in parts of my yard. And I just wanted to encourage listeners to be sure that you know to try to get them while the ground is wet. You know, with this rain we've had in recent weeks, the ground is still holding a lot of moisture. Hasn't been dry enough to dry it all out. So it's a great time to get out and start tackling the weeds. My method is to do this. You know, I don't like to spray a lot of chemicals in my yard. I don't like to have to use a weed killer, but I'll go out and often knock down, take the biggest ones out by hand, get a pair of gloves, go out and start just pulling up the big ones that are going to be able to come up easily. No reason to weed whack those down, because it's just that much more material you've got to rake up and clean up. One of the other things you keep in mind is that you've got, if there's any way you can get ahead of the seed production, you'll prevent the weeds from dropping their seeds and then having another harvest next year, because the seeds that are on there now are going to be eventually, as they dry out and mature, becoming your problem next year. So to get, you know, another good reason to try to get out there this weekend or next to try to beat the weeds to the seeds. But anyway, pulling up the big ones by hand. Then if you have so many weeds that I just can't even imagine trying to get them all by hand, a weed eater is not a bad idea to cut them down as close to grade as you can. Of course, hand weeding, those small little patches with a hula hoe or either by hand. I've got a nice weeding tool that I really like for getting the weeds out of my lawn. I've got a bunch of spurge.
Is that John Jr.?
No. <that's>, but yeah, I've got some spurge that pops up, and you can see it so clearly. It sits right on top. But those weeds are pretty deep, and you really do need a weeding tool, some sort of a little forked tool that will get in around the sides of the stem and then pry up the weeds and lift them out with that. So you're not just cropping them off at the top and snapping them off and then have them just simply grow back later. I did a bunch of that yesterday and got ahead of a little bit of that spurge growth. Sometimes I let my weeds just get mature enough. If they're really, really small, sometimes I'll just let them get bigger until I can, you know, get a nice purchase on them and be able to pull them out. But anyway, weed eating is a nice way of kind of doing a quick knockdown of all of them. Of course, if you cut them off just above the ground level, they're going to be coming back. But it might be better than dealing with all that plant material. Because if you do spray them, of course, you've got to come back and clean them up often. But what I'll do sometimes is do a little wholesale, you know, knockdown with a weed eater and pulling them up by hand. And then maybe I'll let them mature a little bit more, you know, to get a little bit more leaf surface on them, and then come back and with a controlled spray and just hitting those. You know, of course, as we know, contact herbicides are only going to be taken up by leaf surface that's there. So to get a good knockdown, you need to have enough leaf material above ground so you can spray them. So I might let them go for another week or so and then come back with a spray it's a little easier than spraying them when they're knee high or waist high. That's a lot of a lot of material going on in the landscape and a lot of work. So
it takes a lot longer to spray them when they're that tall as well. And not all of them are concentrate chemicals anymore. There's Burnout as a citrus base. It's an all organic from Bonide that you can apply for weed control. Now, those do show, and you can see signs of it working. Nothing's going to be as fast as your Roundup glyphosate type products, but if you're looking to keep it organic, there are options now out there. And again, the faster you get on them before they grow, the less application, the quicker you can apply.
And you don't want to forget the hula hoe.
The hula hose
is a great. Great tool. I hope it made somebody very rich because that design is so cool.
I'll be following my goat around the property this weekend with the hula hoe. I let him eat it down to the – we've got these nasty cheese weeds. I let it eat it down as far as it will to the stem and then
you're trying to
hula hoe behind it.
You're trying to get some of that Christmas pie worked off. It's a hula hoe's a good method of getting out there to get some exercise, especially when these cooler temperatures are still with us.
You mentioned the word cheese weeds again. Any idea – a weed. I'm sorry. Where did that name come from? Do you know?
What, the word weed?
Cheese weed.
I didn't say cheese weed, did I?
No. Romy and I were talking about called a cheese weed. Never heard of it.
I haven't either. I'm sorry.
You've seen it. You know what it is. I'll show you a picture. You'll be like, oh, yeah, that's exactly. John, if somebody wanted to get a hold of Save a Tree Integrity Tree Service.
iTreeService.com. The letter I, treeservice.com is the best way to get us.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll be looking forward to talking trees in April. Be getting close to fertilizing application again. A little into spring, we'll have some growth coming on. And be here to take your tree questions at Rosie on the House.